This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A heated back and forth between the U.S. Forest Service and ranchers on grazing violations in Okanagan County. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says non-compliance letters to holders of 23 grazing allotments were far more than the normal and against agency policy.
The agency did not follow their own rules and procedures in this. And in my way of thinking, they need to rectify that. People have to have proper notice whether or not they are exceeding the amount of grazing that's happening on those permitted properties. And it didn't appear that the agency was following their own rules in notifying the ranchers.
Newhouse says the Forest Service needs to go back to the drawing board and allow people to have proper notice.
These people have utilized the forest for grazing in some instances for several generations and never gotten one of these notification letters. So I think it would behoove the agency to really work with them in a more transparent way. And I think we'll get a lot better results if there are improvements that need to be made. I think people will be much more willing and able to comply with whatever the Forest Service deems is necessary.
Many ranchers feel the Forest Service aggressive tactics are in an attempt to establish stricter grazing guidelines before Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is confirmed April 24th.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.